Good afternoon, friends. We're back in the beautiful Castle Gardens here in Lisburn. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning. Just coming from having my hair cut and come into the gardens here and the sun's shining. Still quite early and quite a bit of work to do throughout the rest of the day. But just thought I'd come here and do a couple of recordings. The iPhone's here. It's connected to the tree with an elastic band, and the band's a wee bit sketchy, so I'm just hoping it doesn't snap halfway through this low budget production. But thanks for joining us. God bless you, and we trust that God will speak to us in these moments through his word. We've been thinking about the gardens of the Bible, the Garden of Eden, and then the Garden of Gethsemane. And then there's another garden spoken of in John's Gospel, chapter 19, and verse number 41. Listen to these words. Now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new sepulchre wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. Two individuals associated with the burial of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they're probably the most unlikely candidates in all the world to identify themselves with the crucified Savior, especially whenever he was despised and rejected of men. His own disciples had forsook him and fled, and the Lord had suffered and bled and died alone. And yet Nicodemus, that we are introduced to in John chapter 3, a religious, rich, respectable man, who the Lord unfolded the secrets of the new birth, and we don't read about his conversion at that time, but we're introduced to him again here in John 19. And Nicodemus came along with Joseph of Arimathea. Joseph of Arimathea, like Nicodemus, was a rich man. For years, for months perhaps, he had been a secret disciple for fear of the Jews. But whenever the most difficult time came, he identified himself with the crucified Savior. Joseph had a tomb in that garden. It was a new tomb wherein never man had laid before. It was uncorrupted, unmarked by death. And they took the Lord Jesus Christ from off the cross, and they wrapped him in his grave clothes, and they took the Savior and they laid him in that new tomb. And the Bible therefore shows us the humiliation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word of God says that Christ died for our sins, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and his burial was the climax or the end of his humiliation, because on the third day he would rise again from that tomb. And whenever they came, they found the stone was rolled away, and they found that the tomb was empty, but they found the grave clothes there. And it was evident that the Lord in his glorified state had risen again. This world and all of its problems was because of sin that was committed in a garden. But the hope for this world came from another garden, wherein was a tomb from which the Savior rose again from the grave. The hymn writer was able to say, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone, and I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I have a Savior today who's alive. He's able to meet people like you, people like me, at the point of need, people who are lost and lonely, people who are bruised and broken, people who are sad and sorrowing, people who are sinful, who have made mistakes. Jesus Christ rose again, the Bible says, for our justification. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing today if, like Joseph of Arimathea, or like Nicodemus, you were to identify with the crucified Christ? Maybe it's difficult for you to do that. It's never easy to be a Christian, especially in this age that we're living in. But it's a grand thing to be a Christian. Hope springs eternal from an empty grave. The cross is empty, the tomb is empty, but there's a throne in glory upon which the risen Savior sits. He's coming back again. I wonder, are you ready for that great day? Think about these gardens. The Garden of Eden, where sin was conceived. The Garden of Gethsemane, where sin was confronted. Then the garden tomb, where sin was conquered. God bless you, and hopefully we'll see you again. very soon. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.